This morning, I'm pretty excited because I'm talking to director, writer also, right? Fede Alvarez. And we're going to talk about Don't Breed and a few other things that he's worked on that's really exciting. Hi, Fede. How are you?
Well, good. Happy to be chatting with you.
I bet you've been pretty busy today, I know.
I like all, every press day is always nice.
So, well, congratulations on Don't Breed, because not only is it still in theaters, and now the DVD is coming out, or Blu-ray is coming out, and it's a really good film, man. I mean, it's suspenseful. It really it holds up really well. So what I wanted to ask you, you know, from coming from Montevideo and getting to Hollywood, working on Evil Dead, and here you are working on an original project like Don't Breed. Was it easier, harder, or different at all? Was it different at all?
Like harder than what?
Well, you know, with all the you're doing Evil Dead, which was already an established franchise, and
I think it was completely different, I guess. I mean, but it was. I think some things are easier because it's the second time around, I guess. So I think when you make it a first movie, there are a lot of mysteries and all that things. You have no idea if you're doing the right thing or not. And so at least on the second one, there's a bunch of things that at least are slightly easier because you've just been through them before. So that being said, making a good film is never easy. And I think the challenge here was obviously not having a brand or not having a title like Evil Dead that was already... that really had a fan base. We kind of started from scratch and even give a step back somehow by making a film that's a smaller budget and that has a title that nobody knows, that one is when people hear about it for the first time. So those things are definitely a challenge. And also we were like making a film completely outside the trend. The trend right now, at least by the time Don't Breed came out, the trend was to make supernatural horror, and that's what everybody was doing. So trying to do something on the real world with ideas that are like challenging morally at every step of the way in the film, it's definitely not a safe place to be, and so we're really happy that it worked. So definitely different than Evil Dead, and obviously I think it's a task. When you do something original that doesn't have a title, it's always harder.
Well, I think that's what the surprise was with Don't Breathe, because you know you I think a lot of people went into looking at it and thought it was going to be sort of a supernatural, you know, a paranormal kind of a film, and it ended up being nothing like that, and which I think made it even much more fun to watch.
We didn't believe with that though. I think when I watched the movie with an audience, particularly some of the first time we've seen it, the audience doesn't know if it's supernatural or not. It actually, part of them, I think, they're assuming it might be supernatural because most movies are. So I thought it was interesting to see the audience realizing, oh shit, this is not supernatural. I mean, that's even scarier.
yes, because it could be something that happened in real life, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And I noticed you have Jane Levy also in this film. Is that is it an actress that you enjoy working with, or?
I wouldn't say enjoy. No, I know each other pretty well, and it makes it, I think, easier sometimes for both of us because I know that I don't have to say a lot to get what I want out of her performance. Mm-hmm. And she knows what I want, and so it makes the makeup film on some level easier, I think, because these are intense films, they're hard to make, and every day is a challenge, either physically challenging scenes or like psychologically challenging scenes. It's always kind of a struggle, but that's part of the process of making films, and I would say this one was quite hard to make for everybody involved. But I think that's a good thing. I think if Jane and I and everybody involved in the movie was just like cracking laughs every 5 seconds, it would translate into the movie and it wouldn't be so intense. I think the intensity of the making translates into the film itself.
The On the Blu-ray, is there going to be anything special on it that our audience should be looking out for, or you know?
Yeah, definitely a lot of things. I mean, there's nothing I hate more than a bad release. The when you buy the movie and all you get is the movie, like this. Yeah, that's the most disappointing usually. But this one, we made sure that it has a lot in it to do, you know, worth the price of it. I mean, it does. One of the things that is more interesting for me is that it has, but it does have a commentary track that we did with Stephen Lang and with Roto. But also, it has a bunch of deleted scenes, a lot, because we really delete a lot from the original cut, and those really help to know the characters a lot more. And you particularly get to know more of the blind man's agenda and why he's doing the things that he's doing, and also a subplot that we used to have between Rocky and Alex that was kind of killed in the cut-in, and you get to know on the deleted scene. So a lot of interesting stuff there, and also, and obviously there's a bunch of featurettes and interviews to a lot of people involved in the film.
You mentioned Rodo Sayagues. You guys have been working together for quite some time.
Yeah, we've been friends since we were kids. Mm-hmm. And so almost like 25 years ago. That's a lot of time. But and yeah, we would have fun doing short films and, you know, music, fake music videos or whatever. And eventually, when we grew older, we started writing stories, writing scripts, and we ended up making movies here. So yeah, it's more of a game. It's something that we enjoy. It's a game between us of finding ideas, finding stories, and then transforming those into movies.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I mean, it is wonderful when you can work with someone you've known for a long time and you have pretty much kind of similar ideas of where you want to go with a project.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can say anything much about it, but is there anything you can tell us about the girl in the spider's web?
I mean, all I can tell you right now that it's real, and we're definitely excited about that project. Right now, we're working on bringing our own style and use storytelling to the book, and it looks like that might be your next movie. But so far, it's just a very interesting conversations with the studio about it.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Well, congratulations on Don't Breed, and we'll be waiting for the next project, either the girl in the spider web or anything else that you come up with, because I'm a fan. We're a fan.
Thank you.
Actually, another thing I wanted to say about Don't Breed, I love the look of the film. Your cinematographer, I mean, I just love the look, the way the film looked. So.
Well, we'll keep working with the same cinematographer on the next one.
Pues, muchas gracias y hasta la próxima vez, ¿eh?
Muchísimas gracias.
Okay, bye-bye. Gracias.
Bye.
Bye.